No, I will just continue. I wanted to thank Mr. President for organizing this panel and creating us this wonderful opportunity to discuss. I gladly accepted to address the issue of influence of the Human Rights Council in the field because it addresses what, in my view, matters most. When I was the president of ECOSOC some 20 years ago, when I was working for the UN as ASG for human rights and responsibility to protect, and then when I was working as PR at the UN in New York, and it's my second term now, I always thought about the same standard for measuring the UN success. It should not be measured by the number of resolutions that we passed, but by the difference that we make in real life. So what's the difference that Human Rights Council makes in real life? What is the influence of Human Rights Council in the field? My answer to this crucial question is facilitated by participation of excellent panelists and I would take the liberty when referring to them to call them by their first name. Some of Human Rights Council influence in the field goes directly and some indirectly. For example, when Human Rights Council established the UN independent investigation in Burundi, it directly contributed to prevention of grave human rights violations in the country, as well as potential atrocity crimes. Numerous monitoring, investigating, and reporting mechanisms provide for similar contributions. The same applies to special rapporteurs and their reporting. And I am glad that Victor will say something more about their contributions. Introducing special sessions, intersessional meetings, and informal dialogues with High Commissioner is very helpful as well. When OHCHR field presences or human rights components of peacekeeping and operations and special political missions warn that the situation in some country situations is rapidly deteriorating, it is important that the Human Rights Council can be quickly informed and for Human Rights Council to take appropriate action, working in close coordination with other UN organs, especially the Security Council. It is excellent that Yvette can continue discussing this issue. But Human Rights Council's influence in the field is not only restricted to operational prevention addressing imminent human rights threats. Structural prevention, contributing to make countries more resilient to potential human rights violations, is an area where in future I think we should invest even more. It is a part of the comprehensive prevention agenda that the Secretary General consistently advocates. In this regard, I'm happy that next panelists will also address related issues. Supatra will discuss the importance of technical cooperation. Building human rights capacities make countries more resilient to all human rights challenges. Human rights protection structures should be treated broadly. In addition to national human rights institutions, they include free media, independent civil society, as well as organized education and human rights training. One of the greatest achievements of the Human Rights Council is the Universal Periodic Review. If civil society, national human rights institutions, as well as special rapporteurs provide the right input that can provide for an excellent human rights situation diagnostic in individual countries. UPR's role is not naming and shaming, but rather identifying human rights protection and promotion gaps and helping countries to improve the situation. I'm therefore very glad that Mona will be able to expand on that as well. Finally, Mr. Moderator, let me conclude. The Human Rights Council has an important influence in the field directly and indirectly. Its standard-setting role should be always accompanied with implementation efforts. OHCHR does a wonderful job in this respect. Dear former colleagues, I continue to be proud of your work. However, human rights in the field are one UN task. Only if every head of the UN mission, every UN coordinator, as well as every UN staff member, perceives human rights as the core UN value, as well as recognizes her and his duty to implement them in the field, we can successfully move forward. In this moving forward, the Human Rights Council and High Commissioner for Human Rights, with her independent mandate, are in the center. However, overall implementation of human rights in the field is the whole of UN's job, working together with governments and civil society. Thank you, and I'm looking forward to our discussion.